Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
How do you like them apples, baby? How do you like that? The 49ers, 4-1, win it in overtime. You have a literally duct-taped vehicle. Your quarterback can barely walk. You're down two more defensive linemen in the game. You're on the road. The refs are just screwing this game up left and right. So many things keep going the bad way. But alligator blood hanging around, like, that is the entire thing. The 49ers come out, and here is what is crazy. The two defining plays of the game: Alfred Collins, the big bad rook, doing it all on his own, causing the fumble on the two, getting the fumble, recovering it himself. Like, I told you guys all freaking, like, I knew Alfred Collins would be one of these guys because I'm a Longhorn fan. I'm biased, but he always showed up in the biggest parts of the biggest games. It was just who number 95 was. And, like, okay, then you get that play, but still not game. And then you come down the stretch, you know, in the playoffs, Eddie P's calling bank shots. What the hell is that about? That dude is just so amazing. And then you get the fourth down stop, which they caused another fumble, by the way. And that was Marquise Siegel, who was getting picked on all game, always where he needed to be, tackling like crazy, great in run support. You're leaving this dude in deep cover three against Tutu Atwell with no pass rush. What are you doing? But comes up, gets the fourth down stop. The 49ers are 4-1, 3-0 in the division. Shanahan is 11-6 against Sean McVay, who has the healthiest team in the NFL. You got Amazon taking crack shots at Rams fans because they don't exist, mocking the Who's house. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, Mac Jones is the toughest SOB to walk these freaking hills. How great was Mac Jones? Christian McCaffrey, great, nonstop. Fred Warner, consistent all the freaking time. But there's so many just different narratives. How does first place by yourself in the NFC West taste with the most injured team in the NFL? The toughest division in the NFL, the best record division in the NFL. You have not one divisional win. You have not two divisional wins. You have three divisional wins and oh. 3-0. You now have a chokehold on the NFC West. I know it's week five. At worst, you finished 3-3 in the division. At worst. Remember last year, the 49ers had one divisional win the whole freaking game. Ah, what a win. Robert Saleh's defense. You don't win week one without the stop that Robert Saleh's defense had in the fourth quarter. You don't win week two against the Saints without two fourth quarter stops against the Saints. Week three, another fourth quarter stop against the Cardinals. Get that win. You got a couple fourth quarter stops last week. Didn't win, but the defense gave you the chance. And man, Rams drive all the way down the field. All the way down the field. Look like they're just going to score an easy touchdown. This game's over. Alfred Collins says, not so fast, does Dikembe Mutombo. You go kick a field goal. Awesome. Rams drive right down the field. Oh, this one's easy. You know, they get the third and two. You get a stop. You get the fourth and one. They call the timeout. Really, three timeouts in a row there. Marquise Siegel comes up. Like, the defense has, that is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven fourth quarter or overtime. You want to throw that in there. Seven fourth quarter or overtime stops to allow the 49ers to win. Now, the one time that it didn't happen was the week four game last week against Jacksonville. The offense, you know, fumbled late, and that was the end of it. But holy freaking cow. The 49ers are 4-1, the number two seed in the NFC. They will stay that, and just a stranglehold on this division. You just beat the Rams. You were the second largest spread of the week. But I told you, Thursday night football is weird. Any given Thursday, divisional matchups are weird. Kyle freaking shit. Can I? All right, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a thing here. I like Kyle Shanahan more than most people, okay? I'm just going to tell you that. This might have been, and I mean this, and I know people are going to disagree or whatever. I don't really give a damn. This might have been Kyle Shanahan's greatest game ever called. Ever. And I know that's hyperbole, and I know we're in reaction, and it's immediately after the fact. You had five wide receivers out. Five wide receivers out. You had George Kittle out. All those guys are out. Like, all of your pass catchers. So what do? You go out and you put up 407 total yards. 7 of 18. On third downs. That's good. Not great, but it's good. 3 for 3 on fourth downs. You people saying Kyle Shanahan's got to go for that? That dude was 3 for 3 on fourth downs with a quarterback that can't walk. He can't walk. You have to help his ass off the field. Multiple injuries. Eating bananas on the sideline. Like, what the hell? This might be the best Kyle Shanahan offensive game. I mean, you came out and just diced the hell out of that defense. That's a top five defense, by the way. Now, was it perfect? No. I'm telling you right now, Kyle Shanahan needs to be coach of the year. He needs to be the forefront. He's never won it. Unbelievable job offensively. And you know what else? Zero turnovers. You protected the ball. Rams didn't. The Rams didn't. Oh, my freaking goodness. How do you win that game, baby? How do you win that game? The 49ers shut out another team in the first and fourth quarter. You now are tied for the greatest all-time defense as far as starting the season off. The 2015 Broncos, you can go back and research them, five straight games without allowing 1 point in the first quarter. You shut them out in the fourth quarter. You shut them out in overtime. They scored 9 points in the fourth quarter. I was wrong on that. I got a little too excited. There's five instead of four quarters. There's an extra box for OT. My bad. Nick Parra, the man. Appreciate the super chat, the godfather. He says, whose house? As somebody who has been to, I think, six or seven games at SoFi, and you hear them pipe in the noise, and they do that, whose house? And all the fans in the stadium, like, look around. They're like, dude, there's no Rams fans here. Like, there's a couple people that are drinking. They're not watching the game. There's no such thing as, like, a real Rams fan. There's a couple, but, like, you don't see them in the wild, right? 49ers, that was solid red. Faithful, baby. Read the freaking hat, which it's sold out. I keep getting all these emails. Where do you get that? It's sold out. I got it at Fanatics, but they don't have any more for sale. Maybe they'll come back up. Nick goes on to say, what a game, and what a gutsy win. Unreal. We're ready for Tampa, John. That's right, baby. We are going to be in Tampa next freaking week. Y'all got to come party with us. We're going to be partying on the beach next week. We got 10 days. You got to come with us. You got 4-1 49ers against, man, Tampa Bay's in first place in their division, too. They got a lot to play for. Saturday, October 11th, we're going to be at Coco's North Beach over in Clearwater. It's like 14 miles from Tampa. Just take an Uber over there. Have a good time. We're going to be partying there from 2 to 6 p.m. Kids free. We have so many giveaways, competitions, all kinds of stuff. And then our tailgate. Man, we are right across from Lot C, the closest place that you can tailgate. That's a private lot. Premium tailgate. Come join us. We kick off at 1 because they flexed that game. Yeah, shout out to, you know, the NFL. They freaking nailed it because that game is going to be huge. So, yeah, come party with us in Tampa, man. Nick's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Rick's going to be there. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be throwing events, you know, just providing space for the faithful to get together. Man, I freaking love it. Ah, Brandon, my man, appreciate the super chat. You chose some great bets tonight, my friend. What a game. Shout out to the 49ers or his Patreon, Jerry Rice tier, already paid for himself. I wasn't going to talk about this till later, but I want to do it. We went 6 of 7. If you just count our prop bets, the only one we didn't hit was Christian McCaffrey first touchdown score. That was Jake Tonjes. We hit on 49ers field goals, CMC over 53 yards, DeMarcus Robinson over 30 yards, DeMarcus Robinson over 2.5 catches, Jake Tonjes over 2.5 catches, Upton Stout over 3.5 tackles. Money, money, money. We did not miss. We did not miss, baby. This 5 straight weeks, we have posted profits. You want to bet with us? Go to 49ersrush.com. Sign up, 7-day free trial or our Patreon page. That's what's up. Thank you, Brandon, for paying it back and for putting that out there. I freaking love it. John, look at this. And I don't know if you saw the post. Ric Flair was on the field pregame with, I don't know if it's his daughter or his girlfriend. I don't know. I don't want to assume that. It's Hollywood. But Ric Flair was wearing his Rams gear. And so John Lottie, woo! I'll do the Ric Flair freaking let's go. I freaking love it. Mac Jones. Thank you, Jeff Flowers, for the super chat. Let's talk about Mac mother effing Jones. That is the toughest, gutsiest, like swag level 10, right? Comes in wearing the Two-Face, freaking red on one side, black on the other side, freaking suit. I'm a suit guy. Chapman approved. Goes out there. He's flinching at defensive linemen. He's giving them the shoulder shimmy. That's one of my new favorite like gifts I'm going to use all the freaking time. And just crushed it. Like you look at, sorry, I'm really excited. I hope you guys are excited. I hope it's coming across. Like this is a time to relish. Do you remember how sad and pissed everybody was? And I get it. It's not fun to lose. Never get accustomed to losing. But, man, this is rare territory. There's not many times in the history of the NFL where you're the most injured team and also just gutsying out all these damn games. I told you earlier this week, it's a new 49ers. You win by throwing the ball. How many times you throw the ball? Oh, just 49 times. You win by gutsy winning it in the end. Yeah, nothing could have said that more than what you just saw. Like, nothing. Like, it's a new 49ers team. Mac Jones goes out there 5 for 5 on his opening drive. Started 8 of 8 and just was just dealing. Finishes, got to refresh there. ESPN doesn't update late. Come on, man, get with the program. 33 of 49, 342 yards. 342 yards. Remember who he's throwing to. 7 yards per passing attempt, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 1 sack. Really, it was 2 sacks, but he threw that one away. A 100.9 rating, just off the charts. He had 4 carries for 5 yards. Golly, man. Mac freaking Jones. And, like, here's my own advice. Enjoy this. Mac Jones needs to rest now. And you're kind of doing this kind of high five tag team quarterback because last week Mac Jones was more injured than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy goes, he gets re-injured, right? Oh, well, now Mac Jones is more, you know, healthy than Brock Purdy. So Mac Jones goes. He goes out there, does his thing. Now Mac Jones is more injured. And so now it's Brock Purdy, right? Like, right? Kind of this is what you're going to have to do until the offensive line actually played one of their better games, not run blocking, obviously. And yeah, there were a lot of misses. We'll go through every single play, offense, defense, special teams on tape. That's at the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. Go sign up. coaches tape, end zone tape. We'll go through everything. There's a lot of tape. These breakdowns this week, I'm glad we got 10 days because these are going to be long ass breakdowns and I ain't even mad.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how simple it is. More or less rushing touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. One, more or less. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. Christian McCaffrey upcoming, more or less than 43 receiving yards. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup only on Prize Picks. And you can follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click. Whether it's a friend, celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like, hit the follow button, check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Imagine a way to travel that feels personal, comfortable, and connected. Without the price tags and the sterile feeling of hotels or short-term rentals, that's exactly what Kindred provides. It's completely free to join for owners and renters alike. And when you travel with Kindred, there are no hotel costs or rental fees. Just use the credits you've earned. And with every stay comes white glove service, 24/7 trip support, and $100,000 in host protection so that you can focus on the memories, not the logistics. And so whenever I think about traveling, I want it to feel personal and effortless. And that's exactly what Kindred delivers. My home earns me credits, and those credits unlock stays in beautiful homes all over the world. So apply now at livekindred.com. That's L-I-V-E, kindred.com. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, to join for free. Plus, you'll earn 5 nights of travel credit just for signing up. That's livekindred, K-I-N-D-R-E-D.com. Code 49ers. LiveKindred.com. Code 49ers.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
But yes, Jeff, Mac Jones. Like, there are so many players of the game. Like, if we did game ball, Mac Jones, definitely. Christian McCaffrey goes out there, another 140, 139 total yards and a touchdown, definitely. You're talking Kendrick Bourne. Let's talk Kendrick Bourne. It drives me up the effing wall, doesn't know the playbook. Had to waste 2 timeouts, had a penalty on him, has that huge drop on 3rd and 5, and they drive down the field right after he killed that drive. But 10 catches, 142 yards on 11 targets. He only had the one drop. 11 targets, 10 catches. Good job, Kendrick Bourne. And I know I was very harsh on KB, and I talked about cutting his ass and all that stuff, but I also said, you can't because you ain't got nobody else. Man, yeah, Kendrick Bourne, game ball. Marquise Siegel, game ball. 13 tackles for Marquise Siegel. A pass breakup, almost got an interception, and got the tackle for loss to stop at the end in overtime. And they're picking on that dude. Like, teams are picking on Marquise Siegel, Upton Stout, and Diamador Lenore. They kept going. Diamador, he did not have a good game. 3 penalties against him. Gave up a lot of catches underneath. Just gave up some bad run fits as well, especially in the fourth quarter. Like, not the typical Demo game that you are expected to have, But back to my game balls. Fred Warner, 12 tackles. He was everywhere. And Eddie Pinheiro, he's got to get a game ball. Are you freaking kidding me? Where's my kicker stats at? Are they not on here? Come on, man. I got them. I marked them all down. Eddie Pinheiro goes out there, made a 37-yarder, made a 20-yarder, made a 59-yard field goal. Eddie P. Eddie DeNiro. Come on, baby. And then a 41-yard freaking field goal off the upright in overtime that eventually became the game-winning kick. Golly. Woo. Man, I freaking love Rob Johnson, my man. Salute to you, good sir. Thank you for the super chat. What up, John? Grimy win. This is the new 49ers, guys. Like, lunch bill. We're going to come out, and it's going to come down to the wire. I never felt safe at any point. Like, even when the 49ers were up 14 to nothing, it was just like, dude. And they started running out of gas. You started seeing all the injuries. The players, Connor Colby was gassed. Like, Connor Colby played dissipated. You bench Upton Stout. He might have got injured, but eventually you put in Chase Lucas. I think that's a good call. Upton Stout was becoming a liability. Every single team's going after Marquis Siegel, Upton Stout. Like, those are just where the targets are going to go. It's what it is. But the rookies are growing up. Upton Stout, like, he was a problem in run game too. He had a really poor performance. But you put in Chase Lucas, gets a penalty at the end. But this is the 49ers. Just grimy, tough. Whatever it costs, whatever it takes, I don't care. And now you are building that persona, which is battle tested, right? Like, we're going to come out, we're going to fight to the end. Like, and like, I hope you, like, I think this is an old Will Smith, like, video, and I would always play it for my team, and I love it. He's like, if you put me on a treadmill, right, against you, and whoever stays on the treadmill the longest wins, and I'm not the biggest Will Smith guy, but, like, I love this part. He's like, I will die. I will die before I quit. Are you willing to die in this competition? Like, that is the 49ers built persona. They have not been that team under Kyle Shanahan at any point. You remember all the 10-point losses? It just come from behind and Shanahan's record in the fourth quarter in close games. Bullshit. That was then. That ain't now. That is no longer. The 49ers have won every single game, all four, by one score. In the game they lost by one score. These are battle-tested. You better be willing to die in the fourth quarter. You better be willing to. Because they're not stopping. And that is a character-defining thing that carries through in the playoffs. Go back to 2023. You're blowing every single team out by double digits. No close games. Just everybody's wearing hats and laughing their asses off in the fourth quarter. And you got your backup quarterbacks and backups, whatever. You got into the postseason, and then you got into some trouble, and you kind of developed that. Brock started bringing everybody from behind and whatever else. Like, that is already on the slate. That is already there. This team has their personality. They have their character and what they are made up of. And it is tough as freaking hell. We talked about the gauntlet. I even said this on yesterday's show. The toughest stretch of the schedule was Jacksonville, Rams, Bucks. And when we were 3-0 and all the injuries, and after the Jacksonville game, I said, man, if you could tell me win one game out of these next two, I would take it right now. I would take it right now. Now, you win the game, so now you got to reset your values. I'm not going to be okay conceding the Bucks game next year, but like, or next week. But this was the most important game on the whole effing schedule for the 49ers. This was it. This was the number one game. You already won at Seattle. At Arizona, didn't really have the same flair to it. At L.A., was the most important game left on the schedule. You go out there and you freaking fight like rabid dogs and you still won and Levi Siles. Ah, man, I am freaking ecstatic. This is why we're fans. I'm a fan, right? Like, you're watching the show, all right, and I thank you. I appreciate this. I am a football. I'm not a beat reporter. I'm not an insider. I'm not a bootlicker. I'm going to keep it real, and I go to all these games, and I host these parties because that's what I want to do. And so, like, if you're looking for an unbiased whatever else, there's other places you can go, and they're great people at what they do. I'm a fan. This is fucking enjoyable to the 10th degree because you just beat a team, the healthiest team in the NFL, talking all that trash, whatever else. I don't give a damn. Matt Stafford, douchebag. Like, suck it. Suck it, man. Like, McVay, I think he's a great coach. I actually like him. Suck it. Like, I do not care. I do not care. This win is for the faithful. And we've been through some some rough times last year. And, you know, you start – I got so many emails that are like, gosh, this feels like 2020. Well, I went back and I didn't put this on the show because I don't want to put that negativity out there. But now that we won, I started counting the injuries in 2020. You remember that horribly injured year? We're almost twice as many injuries as we were in 2020. Almost twice as many injuries. The difference, you relied on rookies, paying off for the most part. And you're starting to develop this personality. You have a better backup quarterback. That's very important. Mac Jones is key to this. You have three wins by your backup quarterback. The NFL kind of the whole idea around backup quarterbacks is let's go 500. If we can go 500 with our backup quarterback, then we're in good hands. You're not going 500. You're going 3-0. You're going 3-0? Two divisional wins? Woo! Two wins on the road? Mac Jones. I was not familiar with your game. I was familiar with your game, but turn into a Mac Jones fan, man. I really am. Phil, my man, appreciate the super chat. Kendrick Bourne redeemed himself. Are you kidding me? Just when I think you couldn't do anything dumber, you go and totally redeem yourself. Like, that first drop, I flipped a lid. Then he didn't line up right, and they had a waste of timeout. Then they got a penalty after that, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, get this dude the hell out of here. But 10 catches on 11 targets for 142 yards, 14.2. That very first catch where it went 36 yards, made that guy miss, stayed in bounds. Like, oh, man, that was awesome. I am with you, Phil. I am with you 100% on that one, Phil. Now, if you guys go to any games this year, you got to come party with us, especially the road games.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
You know, it's funny because the 49ers were just on the road, but the early part of this season is all road games. You just played, right, Thursday night football in L.A., which is kind of a home game. Now you've got Tampa here in 10 days. Thank God for that mini bye. I can't wait. And then, like, you play Tampa, you come home to play the Falcons week 7, and then you've got another back-to-back road game. We will be in Houston with Frank Gore at the Social Beer Garden in Houston. It's going to be probably the biggest party we've ever thrown. I know New Orleans was insane. We've already passed that as far as pre-sales. So if you're coming out to Houston, want to meet Frank Gore, we're going to have Eye of the Niner, Travis King, Wayne Breezy. We are going all out in Houston. There are so many 49ers fans in Texas. That chapter, Ruben, they're going to be there with us. Our tailgate, we rented out a 3-story parking garage next to the stadium, and we're going to be on the ceiling or on the roof, not the ceiling, throwing a huge party. That tailgate starts early, but it's going to be a blast. Then we'll be in New York the following week. It's going to be exhausting, but it's going to be fun. We'll be out in New Jersey. We're going to be in Hoboken at the Ainsworth Saturday, the day before the game, from 4 to 8 p.m. And then our tailgate will be out in MetLife Lot C. Those tickets are all up right now. Go to the TickPick app, search 49ers Rush, two separate words. It will pull up. Or you can just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, and that'll take you there. Or the link is in the description of this video podcast. And I do want to let you know a couple of these events are going to sell out. I always get so many emails like, oh, it's sold out. What can I do? And I'm just like, man, I want to make sure everybody has a good time. So please do not wait. Please do not wait. Cornelio, thanks for the super chat, my friend. The only thing I didn't like is the late possession after the fumble, but he did call a good game. Here's the situation. The 49ers were on the two-yard line. I want to know at what time was on the clock exactly, okay? So let's see here. The Rams, you had a minute and 28. No, that's not right. I'm reading it wrong. Sorry, let me go back. Okay, there's the punt. They punt it. And then, no, that's not it either. It's reading backwards. There we go. No, man, this went so long. There it is. There's the fourth quarter. So there wasn't that much. ESPN, you're dog shit. Anyway, they had three timeouts. You had to exhaust those. You're on the two-yard line. Your quarterback can't move. Your O-line's getting dominated. Like, it was a little bit of a safe call, but, like, you're not going to – you just had a safety last week or 2 weeks ago. Like, I actually think it was the right call. I really, really do. Running the ball three times, backed up, give it to your defense. It's how you've won every single game this year, and it worked out. And so, like, I know a lot of people were upset at Shanahan for not going for it whenever you're backed up on the, like, two or whatever. Man, I don't know. Run the ball, use the clock. I thought that was a – I would have done the same thing personally, but I know a lot of people were really, really upset at it. I would say it worked out. It got close to not working out, but it did work out. But I know a lot of people were really upset with that call. You're not by yourself. You are not by yourself. Tommy, my man. I freaking love Tommy. He is not the most positive person that I know, but he is a great friend. And I'm looking through my emails right now, Tommy. This is not going to go kindly for you. I've got too many emails. After this, it always gets insane. Tommy emailed me. Oh, here. Nope, that's not it. That's a different Tommy. But he emailed me. He was not happy about this going into this game. But we got the win. I wasn't happy about it either. I didn't bet on the 49ers cover the spread or money line. You would have made a lot of money. We did do a three-team teaser, and we got the 49ers plus 18.5 points. But obviously, they covered that. But yeah, Tommy, hold that L, Lambs. Oh. There are a few things in life better than beating your rivals. Cowboys most hated for me. Seahawks 2. Rams 3. Suck it. Suck it. I hate the freaking Rams, man. I hate fan bases that don't support their team. And I know that there are Rams fans. I've never seen one. But, like, I don't like them. I don't like anything about them. I think that they have some of the best uniforms in football, and they ruined them with this new whatever. I love SoFi Stadium. That place is awesome. They built in the worst place. I hate the owner. I hate the quarterback. I hate them. Hate. Like, I hate you, and I hope only bad things happen to you. Like, like, I'm with you so much, Tommy. Hold that L. I love it. Maria, shout out to Maria. You guys are the absolute best. There are just times, like, there's times where, like, a team loses, and then, like, I'm talking to myself right now, okay? So, like, I'm not calling anybody out. I'm talking to myself. Like, there's some times where your team just loses, and, like, the taste in food gets turned down a little bit. Music's not as good. Like I don't want to say depressed. That's probably a little too far, but, like, yeah, it sucks. And I'm pretty good at, like, trivializing it. Like, I'll be like, you know what? Not that big a deal. I have these inner conversations with myself. And I'm like, you know what? Not that big a deal. We're all right. We can move on. It's just grown men throwing a ball. But today, on days like this, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? I'm opening a bottle of tequila after this. I have a 10-day break. I'm still going to put out content every day. But, like, I'm not traveling anywhere this weekend. 49ers, you know, they're not playing this weekend. I get to kind of chill this weekend. Like, man, everything just is better. It's better. It's better. Thank you, Maria. You are the absolute best. Oh, she comes back. Mac Jones held it down. That was also Ric Flair's daughter. Okay, it was. I didn't know what it was, and I'm sure I was going to say something I probably shouldn't have said. But I'm not going to go into that story. I almost met Ric Flair one time, and we missed him at a bar. And they said he just left 5 minutes before we got there. And I was like, gosh, I want to meet that guy. But there we go. Shout out to Ric Flair and his daughter. But you got to get a better team. You can't wear that stuff. James, thank you, my friend. Hi, John. What a game. So happy to see AC. Can we talk about Alfred Collins? I want to see if I could find this and see if I could do this correctly. I'm never good at any of these things. Oh, here we go. Yeah, I got it right here. Let me zoom in and I can share this. I might be able to do this correctly. I'm a smart person. There we go. All right. So I've been really, really big just on the idea of Alfred Collins. Like, he was my number one player going into day two on the board and all those things. So back in February 13th, okay, so this is, I'm doing my draft work, going through all the positions, right? I said, my favorite thing about defensive tackle Alfred Collins is his best plays were always at the game's biggest moments. Always rose to the occasion, and his best games were against the best opponents. Dude is a gamer. That was February 13th, a day before Valentine's. I think that's February 14th, Valentine's Day, right? I'm not a good husband. But, like, I put my stamp on it because whenever the 49ers drafted Alfred Collins, which I called that on draft night, I thought he was my pick before the day even got started. You can go back and watch the broadcast. Like, I wanted this pick. And then Khalil Davis gets injured. You lose two more defensive linemen in this game. But this dude goes out there and single, like, you lose this game if it's not for Alfred Collins. Gets the penetration, swipes at the ball, causes the fumble, recovers the fumble, all in one, holds the ball up. How iconic was that? Just holds the ball up. Oh, I love that. Whenever I used to coach, turnovers were everything. And, you know, I was a DC, and I always put out there, dude, you get that freaking turnover, you hold that ball up, and you let everybody know that's a damn trophy. That is yours. That is a statement. You let them know you took that from them because you wanted it. And I felt it. I felt it. I was just like, oh, Alfred, my guy coming through. So shout out to James. He says, John, what a game. So happy to see AC's Alfred Collins step up with a big play. I'm a Horns fan too. Live in Texas. I got to hook up with you in Houston. Just win, baby. That's what's up, James. First beer on me always. Those are the only rules to my friendships. So yeah, you come out first drink or whatever. And if you don't drink, that's okay. I'm still friends with people that don't drink. I love people that don't drink. I just like people. James, thank you, man. Hook them, baby. Let's see here. Mr. G, thanks for the super chat. Kyle is earning votes for Coach of the Year. Hell of a job. If you just look at the micro of the offense itself, just the micro, and you can listen to all those EPA nerds and whatever else, you abandoned the run. You have to abandon the run because you can't run. You cannot run the damn ball. You ran the ball. Oh, actually, we had quite a few rush attempts. Let's go through. Let's break these down. Yeah, 33. No, sorry. Yeah, 33 rush attempts for 74 yards. You averaged 2.2 yards per carry. That's the worst in the NFL. That is the worst. Christian McCaffrey, 2.6. Brian Robinson, 2.4. Ugh. I mean, 2.2? The longest running play the 49ers had was 8 yards. 8. The 49ers don't have a running play all year over 20 yards. They don't have one. Run game, gone. In the past, what happens, 49ers games, when you can't run the ball effectively? It turns to horse shit real quick. Everybody gets mad. People start saying, oh, Kyle, scheme it up, Kyle. Scheme it up. What's up with this play caller, Kyle? That's my voice of you guys that always criticize Kyle. That's what I hear whenever you tweet at me and email me. That dude, he had nothing. Jake Tonjes had 7 catches for 41 yards and a touchdown. Jake Tonjes? Los Gatos? Like, you are pulling rabbits out of a hat consistently. All freaking game. You're not turning the ball over. Can't run the ball. Just freaking scheming them up, man. Just scheming them up. That play call to Kyle Juszczyk late in overtime, like, whew. I mean, you just marched down the field in overtime. It was just easy. Like, they took away CMC, so they went on this healthy. Like, CMC had, I was sweating a little bit because we didn't hit our receiving yard prop bet on Christian McCaffrey. He had like 40 plus yards in the first half, right? Third quarter, they took him away. Well, that opened up the middle of the field. So you just kept sending out Christian McCaffrey on the flats. They're sending two guys. You got to win your one-on-one matchups on the backside. Eventually, they went away from that. Then you go right back to CMC. Kyle is offensively only. What he's doing with the pieces he has, it's batshit crazy, man. I don't. This is the greatest coaching job Kyle Shanahan's ever done. He should have been coach of the year twice. Took third string quarterback to the NFC Championship. It's the best coaching job Kyle Shanahan's ever done. Is it perfect? Are there things you can criticize? Should he do this? Should he do that? Are we wasting timeouts because we can't break the huddle? Well, you got a backup tight end. You got Kendrick Bourne who don't know the damn plays. But you got Kendrick Bourne to get 142 yards. He's never done that in his career. This dude was cut weeks ago. Cut. Jake Tonjes, undrafted free agent journeyman. Nobody wants him. Demarcus Robinson, suspension. You paid him. All right, cool. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, cut. Malik Turner, cut. Like, you're asking him to just do the impossible nonstop. And this dude goes out there and gets 400 yards of offense with no turnovers. There are teams this year that have not gotten 400 yards of offense at all. One game, let alone with their top five wide receivers, their Hall of Fame tight end, and their quarterback out. Whatever your feelings to Kyle Shanahan and the negativity that that is, okay? Whatever that is, just like what I'm doing with Kendrick Bourne, I got to put it away. Sometimes people just deserve their flowers, and Kyle is in that mold right fucking now. This is the greatest coaching job of Kyle Shanahan's career. He is painting a masterpiece, right? Like, that's... this is crazy, man. And you just did that on Thursday Night Football, short week, on the road, all the injuries, top five defense, shut the hell up, don't give a damn, take this ball, shove it up your ass, gonna do whatever the hell you want to do. And there were so many times where it just felt like, ah, well, it was fun. We were close while it lasted. Nope. Just gonna keep going, baby. Just gonna keep on freaking going with an 8-play 37-yard freaking drive for the field goal at the end of it. I mean, golly, 12-play, 57-yard drive in the fourth quarter. Just, man, your quarterback's limping. Yeah. Oh, I was so pumped, dude. I'm so pumped. This is why we're fans. This is why you watch preseason tape. This is why you read draft writing reports. This is why when your team loses to the damn Jacksonville Jaguars, it sucks. And this is why you don't give up, because that was badass. My man JP, thank you so much, man. Says, Cabo Wabo Blanco, it feels good. Tony has done it again. Oh, I love it, man. I can hear it. Cabo Wabo is one of my favorites. I appreciate you so much, man. Yeah. W City against all odds, faithful family. JP, you are family if there is any family out there, and I really appreciate you, my friend. Monkey, thank you so much. Same old sorry-ass Rams. I didn't even get to tweet that out yet. That's right. That clip where they're on the sidelines and they're turning, it's like back in NFL films, like Steve Sable days, right? I remember this clip. And they're sitting there and just like, same old sorry-ass Rams. Love it. Kyle Shanahan now 11-6 against McVay since they have joined. 11-6. They were on a 3-game win streak. The Rams were. Shut that down with a backup quarterback. Same old sorry-ass Rams. Slick, appreciate you, man. The faithful at Levi South deserved this win. Ref suck balls. Man, I feel like I wrote that. I didn't. He wrote hashtag refs suck balls. That's something I say a lot, Slick. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, the refs did not help. Like, I like the idea that they were letting teams play, right, early on. Not calling a lot of penalties. But then it got one-sided. Like, you can't just keep calling defensive holding against one team. Demo had three. You can't just call hands to the face against one team. Called CJ West for two of them. He only did it once. You got to call it evenly. And they were grabbing. The freaking Rams were grabbing nonstop against our DBs. Never called it once. Yeah, not called fair. Now, to be fair, that Isaac Garrido fumble was a fumble. Refs blew the whistle early. Isaac Garrido sucks, man. I've been telling y'all how bad he sucks. On special teams tape, I watch it all the time. He sucks. What's he do? Fields the ball, runs straight into a defender. Doesn't even try. Gets to like the 25, then fumbles the ball. Isaac Garrido is going to cost you a game sooner or later. Probably should have cost you this game. If that play is reversed and the refs called it right, Niners probably don't win this game. But we always do that the other way. So, hey, maybe the refs with a missed call, that was good. They also missed the call on hitting Matt Stafford in the helmet and grabbing his face mask. That should have been a penalty too. That was on Gibson. Can we talk about Gibson? Like, his first play of the NFL, he gets a fumble recovery. Are you kidding me? How often does that happen? That never happens. Ah, shout out to the faithful. You guys are the best. All right, I got to take a quick drink. I am so pumped. Man, I hope you bet with us. We got more super chats, more stuff to gloat about right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. And, man, we have made some money. Oh, made money on the draft. We're going to make money on our season-long bets. I just went back and checked on how those are going. They're looking good. We'll see how they pan out. We've made money 5 weeks in a row betting. Again, we show you what to bet, what category to bet, how much to bet. We do all that. So the 49ersrush.com, go sign up, please. 7-day free trial. You don't like, cancel anytime. Stefan, appreciate you, man, and the super sticker. Debbie, she says, I wish Breezy was here. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., this will not be on my show. I will be live with Wayne Breezy tomorrow at 10 a.m. Over on his show. Just search The Wayne Breezy or Wayne Breezy, wherever you are watching or listening. I'll be over there for our reaction show. Yeah, Wayne's the absolute best. Love that man. Slavic, appreciate you, buddy. He says, Mac and the Lambs. Oh, I like that. I like that. Mac, dude, how tough was that dude? Turns out it was a cramp. Like, everybody thought it was the knee because he was grabbing the back of his leg. But, like, oh, so freaking tough, dude. Mac and the Lambs. Sean, my man. What's up, Irish? Appreciate the super chat. Kyle and Sala beat this team in a cave with a box of scraps. Tony Stark is building this in a cave with a box of scraps. I think I got the movie reference. Sean's like the best movie guy ever over on Reddit. The cutups he makes, he is the best. But yeah, that dude, that is the, you're exactly correct. Like, Kyle Shanahan is putting up 400 yards of offense against a number one defense with a box of scraps. That is 100% spot on, Sean. Oh, way to go, my friend. Stefan, Mac outplayed Stafford, top five quarterback in the league. Now, Stafford went 30 of 47, 389, three touchdowns, a 111 rating. But Stafford had like four to five throws where he was just off. He could have had a lot more yards. He could have had a lot more yards. But yes, I do agree. Matt Stafford what was throwing to Davante Adams. Puka Nacua, I think, is the best wide receiver in the NFL. Tutu Atwell's continued to be great. Kyren Williams out of the backfield had two touchdowns. Like, D-Winners, I love D-Winners. I love D-Winners. He has so many bad habits. He's a great coverage guy. He has such an inflated sense of what he think he can do in space in the flats. And he looks in the backfield instead of getting on his horse and chasing his damn zone man matchup out to the flats, and it's cost him. I think he's given up like four or five touchdowns this year. D-Winners is awesome. And like people are like, oh, Dre Greenlaw, who, and whatever. Like, dude, calm down. D-Winners is great. He's great in coverage, but like, dude, stop peeking in the damn backfield. When you realize it's a pass, freaking get to your key and get out in the flats. And the film continues to show this, and it cost him twice. It cost him twice. Huge plays. But yeah, Matt Stafford's Davante Adams, Puka Nacua, Tutu Atwell, like those three compared to what we have, good gosh. Yeah, it's not even close. Matt definitely outplayed him. I love that. Vicky, what's up, sis? I love this. Okay, Daddy Jones and KB. I like that. I see you. And Shanny decided to remind us who the F he is. Dude, this was a Shanahan, like, this is number one. It's the number one coaching job he's ever done. Number one. Like, yeah. And I know I'm still going to get people complaining about Shanny because they don't like this or they don't like that. Oh, my gosh. That dude just put up 26 points, 400 yards with nothing. With nothing. 4-9 Giants, thanks for the super chat. We came back strong next week. Love seeing Saleh back on our sidelines. What a difference Robert Saleh makes. If you plug Nick Sorensen into this team, and I'm not doing this because of Sorensen, I'm doing this because of Saleh. What would our record be with Nick Sorensen right now? We're playing for the number one overall pick. What would our record be with Steve Wilks, who I think is great? Maybe 2-3? Probably 2-3. Robert Saleh is 4-1. I'm not, and now we're doing it in a weird-ass way with no pressure. We're not getting any pressure, and it's a major problem. You had one sack. Bryce Huff got that one early, and you had two quarterback hits. Alfred Collins had one. Dude, Alfred Collins, I told y'all, just be patient. But, like, you're winning games without rushing the passer. Like, what? That, like, help me understand. You've given up 0 points in five games in the first quarter. How are you doing this? What is the magic that is being brought about? What? It makes no sense. You got rookies everywhere. You got D-Winners, you know, not doing his responsibilities. Every team's going at Upton Stout to the point he's benched with the N. Marquis Siegel giving up all these catches but showing up late. Like, there is no reason why the 49ers defense should be what it is, but it just works. Like, I don't know how it works. Like, if somebody asked me, like, how does a cell phone work? I don't know. But I know whenever I push this button, it does this. And so I'm going to keep doing that because that's what I'm going to keep doing. Like, I don't understand. And I break down the scheme and the game plan, and it just works. It just works. Robert Saleh, what were the three things? Sorry, Dirk. What were the three things that I said were all about this 49er season? Coaching. Schedule blue chip players. You can throw the blue chip players kind of out the window with all the injuries, but the coaching, and the Rams are they're the best team on our schedule. You look at every single team that the 49ers play in their 17 games, the Rams are the most talented team with the best coaching staff. They're the best team. They're the best team that we play all year. You just beat them. You just outcoached them. Sean McVay, his quote was, yeah, that fourth down call was a bad call. That was on me. Everybody wants Kyle to go for it on fourth down. Well, congratulations. Rams went for it on fourth down. How'd that work out for them? They could have kicked the field goal, tied it up. Not saying they should have, but sometimes you just got to let them make mistakes. Sometimes, look, dude, we're playing with scraps. Maybe we don't make mistakes. We haven't turned the ball over yet. They've already turned the ball over once. Maybe we let them make a mistake. And it worked. And it worked. They're the ones that missed a field goal. They're the ones that got an extra point blocked. They're the ones that kicked the ball short of the landing period. They're the ones that missed the fourth down. You went 3 for 3 on fourth down. You hit 4 of 4 on kicks. You hit all your extra points. You didn't turn the ball over once. Sometimes you got to not lose. Sometimes you got to not lose. Sometimes you got to go win, but not losing was the play today. Maybe we didn't like it in the moment, but here we are. Are you 4-1? 49ers are. Rams aren't. Rams should be undefeated, but they are not. But they are not. I freaking love Robert Saleh. Demarius, what's up, man? Appreciate you. Would trading for offensive guard help more than defensive end? Got to run the ball. Connor Colby's the issue. Ben Bartsch is out for a while. You have Drew Moss, who you're really high on. So if you bring in a guard, what do you do? Do you cut Drew Moss? Man, you like the upside there long term. I thought Dominique Pooney played a better game. I thought Dominique Pooney looked more like his 2024 self. I know he's been injured. Connor Colby is not in shape enough to play that game that you just played. How many offensive plays did they have? 83. Jeez, man. These film breakdowns are going to be bonkers. That's a lot of play. He was gassed. He was gassed at the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter, he was struggling. Overtime was bad, too. But, like, I don't know what the answer is. Defensive end's a bigger priority. I just think you're a pass-happy team now. I think that's just who you are. I think you're throwing the ball 40 times a game from now on. You average 2.2 yards per run. You're not going to change out Jake Brindle. He's the biggest reason why you can't run the ball. I mean, it was 3rd and 1. He didn't block anybody several times. Like, several times. And I can put out all the clips I want, and people can tell me I'm crazy and I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm sorry, man. 6'4 ain't it. Now, 6'4 had some good blocks. But you're not replacing Pooney. No way in hell Kyle Shanahan's going to replace Jake Brindle as center in the starting of the year. So maybe your left guard. I wouldn't be upset by it. I like Connor Colby, and I kind of want to see what he can do. But, man, this Bucs game is going to be huge. I don't think the 49ers trade for anybody this next week, these next 10 days. I think the time that you trade for somebody is at the trade deadline. Like, you got to wait and let this kind of play out a little bit. But, yeah, interior offensive line is the biggest weakness on this team, even worse than defensive end. I want a defensive tackle that can pass rush. That's what I want. But also a defensive end. Yeah, that's there, too. So, yeah, good point. Nider Vega, thank you. When are we going to start looking at the refs like they got a vendetta? That was Vinovich. He's the worst ref in college football. He's only there because the NFL is so big on nepotism. And his dad, he's the same guy that ref both of our Super Bowls that we lost. He's an absolute jackwagon. His staff is terrible. Now, they did miss calls on both of them, but, like, you can't control the refs, man. And shout out to CJ West. Jair Brown slips in coverage. Matthew Stafford throws it at the guy he's responsible for and drops the ball. And Jair Brown runs over and starts getting up in his grill. C.J. West, the lineman, runs across the field and cuts Jair Brown off from getting a taunting penalty. Like, dude, Jair Brown, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, you play 3 snaps and you suck and you don't even try on special teams. And now you're going to get a taunting penalty on a play that you had bad coverage on and the guy dropped it. But you got rookies stepping in and cutting off these toxic 3-4-year vets. Isaac Grando, Jair Brown, like, Stay away. Darrell Luter Jr. again can't keep outside container on a punt. Got lucky. Like, he didn't know what his job. Like, we keep on to some of these dead weight, whatever, guys, and it bothers me. Now, the refs are bad, but, like, you can't control the refs. But I loved seeing CJ West, a rookie, go charge up Jair Brown and say, dude, what the hell are you doing? Stop that shit. Like, that was cool. I love CJ. I mean, we had him on the show right after he got drafted, right? Like, CJ West is awesome. And he even got flagged on a play that was, you know, Kirk Herbstreit's making fun of the ref decision. Like, that's something you got to take into account. But, yeah, the refs are awful. They're always going to be awful. Never let your kids grow up to be refs because they have to eventually make it about them. It's so hard as a human to remove yourself from the spotlight and never make it about you. Here I am with the person staring into a screen, talking to thousands of you, trying to make it not about me, but about the team. But like, even I do it sometimes, right? Like, I put my tweet up there, like, oh, this is me, my take. Like, that's a human trait, and refs always do it. They always do it. Eventually, they make it about themselves. And yeah, Vinovich is awful. NFL should have full-time refs and just, man, make it simple. It's a billion-dollar industry. Come on, man. Come on. Slavic, thank you, my friend. 49ers faithful showed up and showed out. We own that SoFi. Beauty of a venue. Whose house? Niners house, man. Faithful to the freaking Bay. Levi South. Best fan base in sports. And it's not even close. Like, I have always been, you know, this is probably what my job is becoming more now than just, you know, doing the streaming and the podcast and whatever. I mean, what show is this? This is episode 1,525. But, like, I think my job is becoming, like, dude, 49ers party host guy, whatever. And so I've been to 24 stadiums in the NFL now. And the coolest thing is, I always said this, like, the Steelers travel better than anybody. The Cowboys, they're up there too because of the national whatever. The 49ers and the Patriots after the Tom Brady era, not anymore. But then when we went into Acrisure Stadium, Pittsburgh, week one, like 3 years ago, and you had Pittsburgh fans who were awesome, by the way, one of the greatest fan bases in sports, but they're like, we've never seen anybody do this. We do this to everybody else. You are the first people that have done this to us, and it's week one. Like, the Niners, they travel. And it's funny because, you know, there was a, I forget the name of the podcast. I don't listen to it, but I follow them on Twitter. They put out some good work. They are a Carolina Panthers podcast. And this is a question I ask myself all the time. Like, dude, I started this podcast by happenstance. I was a football coach in Texas. Wife and I became foster parents, adoptive parents, and both my boys got expelled the first month we had them. And I was sleeping in a cot in my coaching office at Duncanville, Texas. I was spending the night up there two times a week so I could break down film and whatever else. And I just realized, like, man, I can't do this anymore. These kids need more. And so quit coaching, which was, that was my entire persona. Everything, 15 years. That's all I wanted to do with my life. And, like, buddy saw I was kind of depressed. Charles, you guys know Charles, the Eagles fan. He was like, dude, start a podcast. Just go talk Niners. This was 10 years ago, 9.5 years ago. Started it. But, like, what if I was a Carolina Panthers fan? Never would that have taken off. There's not enough fans. What if I was a Rams fan? There's not enough Rams fans. What am I going to do? Pipe in comments from the speakers because there's not enough? Because, like, what? I'm a 49ers fan. Why? Because my stepdad. And I hated my stepdad. And whenever I asked him what team he hated the most, he said 49ers. And that's it. That's all it took from there. And here I am. And I'm very thankful. But, like, our fan base is different. There's 69er shows. I'm thankful that you spend time with me, and I hope you listen to some of the other ones and watch some of the other ones. There's some great ones out there. There's some shitty ones out there, but I hope that they're successful as well. You guys are the freaking best. That's why I wear this damn hat all the time. It says faithful on it because I'm a fan of fans. I love the Niners. I don't like Jed York too much, but I love the team. I love the players. I love the fans. And today is a day where I just feel fucking happy as hell to go out there and do that to that team and that coaching staff on that field on Thursday night with all those injuries. Yeah, suck it. I freaking love this. The 49ers are 4-1. The 49ers have a 3-0 division lead. 3-0 division lead. The Seattle Seahawks are 1-0. They're the only team with a divisional win. The Cardinals have lost one, and now the Rams have lost one. We're 3-0. If the 49ers lose one game, divisional game, and finish 5-1, we own the tiebreakers over everybody in our division no matter what. Win your division, make it to the playoffs. The playoffs are a very real thing. The playoffs are a very real thing. And I know somebody's like, John, it's week 5. Why are you saying that? Because you're 3-0 in the division. Because you are 3-0 in the division. You own every tiebreaker known to man. Oh, Cardinals lost two? Oh, there we go. There we go. Kevin, my man. Ah, I freaking love you. 4-1. first place in the NFC West, number two seed overall in the NFC. Hey, a lot could happen. A lot could happen. But this 49ers team, they have proven they will win by any means necessary. And it will take freaking killing this team. You're going to have to scrape Mac Jones' dead body off that 50-yard line. That's what it's going to take. That's the backup. That's the backup quarterback. Oh, Christian McCaffrey, I'll take 40 touches, sir. Thank you, may I have another. Jake Tonjes, freaking Los Gatos, get your ass out there. Do what you got to do. Ah, I freaking love this team. I love it. It's weird. It's not pretty, but it works. 49ers are 4-1. God, this is awesome. We're going to bring content to you guys nonstop. I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to break down some film. That's up on the 49ersrush.com. Go sign up or our Patreon channel. That's it. The 49ers win 26-23 in overtime. Same old sorry-ass Rams. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.